The future is a hefty responsibility and not one that we take lightly. But then taking things lightly has never been what Hefty is about. That's why we've created the Hefty Renew program that turns hard to recycle plastics into valuable resources like park benches and building materials. To participate, simply fill up an orange Hefty Renew bag with accepted items, tie it up, and drop it in with your regular recycling. That's it. It's that easy. It's time to rethink recycling with Renew. Particular valued resources may vary by geography. More info available at heftyrenew.com.
You've tuned in to Columbia Calling, your first stop for everything you want to know about Columbia. How and where to invest, where to visit. From the Pacific to the Caribbean, the Andes Mountains to the Amazon jungle, Columbia has a slice of everything. Shooting from the hip, answering the questions that need answering. Here's your host, the journalist and hotelier Richard McCall, shedding some light on the fashionable South American destination of Columbia.
Coming up on Columbia Calling with me, your host, Richard McCall, here in Bogota, we'll be talking about the election results, the presidential election that took place on Sunday, the 15th of June. Colombia's win in the World Cup, their first game in the World Cup for 16 years. And then we'll be talking to some of the guys from the team at Five Bogota, a new and kind of special tourism agency out there offering something different in Bogota. They are offering the Five Sense experience of Bogota. So we'll be talking to Five Bogota, talking about Colombia's national football team in the World Cup finals, and of course, the results of the presidential elections that happened on Sunday. So don't miss out. I'm Richard McCall. This will be Columbia Calling coming up on the Overseas Radio Network.
The world is a beautiful place, so listen up. The Overseas Radio Network.
What does your dream job look like? Is it spending an hour or more every morning, every night, stuck in traffic? Is it staying up late to finish that report for the boss? No, didn't think so. So where are the opportunities for the entrepreneurs with a sense of adventure? Where are the businesses for sale that allow you to be your own boss on your own terms, wherever in the world you choose? OverseasVentures.com. Overseas Ventures is the first business listing directory of its kind. Our focus is to provide a personalized experience for those looking to invest in overseas opportunities and start living their dream of the Overseas Ventures lifestyle. With everything from tiki bars on the beach in Belize to boutique hotels in the warm, sunny Caribbean to online opportunities for those who want to live out of their suitcase and just travel the world. Overseas Ventures is the first website dedicated solely for the global entrepreneur in mind. Check us out now at OverseasVentures.com to dream, own, and live a new life abroad.
Ready to learn about a new life overseas? You're at the right place. This is the Overseas Radio Network.
It's that time of the week again, folks. It's me, your host, Richard McCall, here for Columbia Calling on the Overseas Radio Network. What a week it's been. Here I am in Bogota, 2,600 meters closer to the stars. I meant to be in Mompox. I meant to leave. But I had a little fall on one of Bogota's many uneven paving stones here on the sidewalks, the pavements, and, well, unfortunately, more or less fractured my wrist. So more or less, I say, so I'm all trussed up and I can't drive and I can't go out to the coast. So I'm here. But that's okay because I've had a really busy week. Of course, we've had the Colombian inaugural game at the World Cup finals in Brazil, playing in Belo Horizonte. They won 3-0 against a very determined defensive Greek side. But Colombia's attacking prowess was too much. And really, they played with a certain finesse. So that was a welcome return. 16 years after their last appearance in the World Cup finals in France, 1998. So that's it. Yeah, now they'll be facing up this next week on Thursday to the Ivory Coast, I believe. So that's a test of a different kind, a more physical kind, the Ivory Coast with Kolo Touré, Yaya Touré, and of course, the famous Didier Drogba up front, their golden generation. So that's the football. Let's get that out of the way first. Yeah, what else can I say? It's been a long week. I mean, you know, well, first of all, we had, Oscar Ivan Zuluaga hiding away because of, under doctor's orders, suffering from laryngitis. So therefore, for the last few days of the campaign, the presidential candidate for the Democratic Center Party was invisible. Anyway, so on Sunday night, Juan Manuel Santos, the present president, so the incumbent, won the second round, the runoff elections for the presidential candidacy post. He won by more than 6%, so up to about 900,000 votes difference. There's no way of contesting that. It's just too much. And so we'll have another 4 years. That's 2014 to 2018 of President Juan Manuel Santos. I think it's important to say that perhaps we could argue that President Juan Manuel Santos and the National Party of Social Unity, his party, the U Party, didn't win. I think it was more a vote against Uribismo, so the Uribe doctrine. I think you'll see in coming weeks, and especially as he starts mobilizing his new cabinet, let's say after 7th of August when he's sworn back in as the new president, you'll see him mobilizing, and he'll be needing to make some pay back some favors, and in particular to Clara Lopez, so the Democratic Poll candidate, so the left-wing candidate who really took Bogota by storm in the first round of the elections back on May 25th. Anyway, so she took represented more than 2 million votes and basically aligned with him. So we're getting these cross-party coalitions, and we can expect Clara Lopez to get a ministerial position in the next cabinet of Juan Manuel Santos's presidency coming up in August. So it'll be very interesting to see how he pays back these people. And indeed, if the Green Party, the Green Alliance, gets some sort of recognition. So it was more a protest vote, I think, although 48% of Colombians who could turn out to vote voted, which is an 8% increase on the first round. So a big increase, sizable enough to make a difference. You know, Santos more or less tripled his vote tally in this runoff, whereas Zuluaga really only doubled his. So it was a big change. Anyway, so we're getting Santos, and that means a continuation of the peace dialogues. From whichever perspective and from whichever viewpoint you may stand on the political spectrum, peace has to be a key issue here in Colombia. We've been, Human Rights Watch says that Colombia has, since 1958, the conflict has caused 220,000 deaths and 5 million, upwards of 5 million internally displaced people. The figures are much, much higher than that. But we need to campaign for peace. And I just need to I really feel that I want to get this out there, that those who are in the Zuluaga camp have said it was, unethical for President Santos to campaign and use peace as a political, motivator. I think that's kind of misinformed, because the last five elections here in Colombia have all been based around peace. Peace is the only issue on the electoral table and the electoral agenda here in Colombia. Until that is resolved, until the ELN, so the National Liberation Army, until the Revolutionary Armed Forces of Colombia, the FARC, are demobilized effectively, and there's a type of reconciliation in the country, then people can start to say that, yes, peace should no longer be on the agenda in an electoral process. But it's an all-encompassing thing. We're not talking about, this peace is one thing. Yeah, demobilize. No, it has to be reconciliation. It has to be education. It has to be health. It has to be communication. It has to be the generation of income and employment and importance and inclusion, social inclusion. But we'll see how this goes anyway. So Juan Manuel Santos has won, and I hope that he lives up to his billing and that he can stick to his guns on the peace dialogues. But he must remember a certain humility. He was not voted in by people who would traditionally vote for him. He was voting in by people who did not want the Uribista, the Alvaro Uribe candidate, Oscar Iván Zuluaga, back in power. They didn't want to see a potential Uribe puppet in power. That's how Juan Manuel Santos won this election. So that's, I mean, that's the, let's get the politics out of it. So I'll be winding down this section. We're going to come back with a couple of young folk here from the Five Bogota team. So you can look them up at fivebogota.com. It's this new enterprise. It's a tourism entity that offer experiences in Bogota that are, you know, just not the normal experiences offered. And I think this is really important, that as Bogota becomes a city that will attract a greater number of tourists, then the offerings need to increase and they need to diversify. And here you've got these young, it's a young team, and we'll be finding out more about them, but I've got a couple of them here in the studio. It's a young team. They're going to tell us about Five Bogota, what are their plans on, and why they're trying to do it. So check them out. That's fivebogota.com. Anyway, I'm Richard McCall, the host of Columbia Calling. You can get in touch with me through Twitter at Columbia Calling. Email, that's columbiacalling@gmail.com, and through our website, that's columbiacallingradio.com as well. So please get in touch, and don't go away. We're coming right back with the team from Five Bogota.
OverseasRadio.com, broadcasting from Panama to Paris and beyond.
Attention investors, Nagel & Associates and the Overseas Radio Network are sponsoring a one-of-a-kind asset protection and global investment conference this August aboard the celebrity cruise ship, the Constellation. This 12-night cruise will feature the best of Northern European capitals, including Amsterdam, Stockholm, Berlin, Tallinn, Helsinki, Copenhagen, and the highlight of the cruise, St. Petersburg. You will experience the breathtaking scenery of Northern Europe while discovering cutting-edge developments in asset protection and global investment strategies. In this small group setting, you'll learn from renowned international experts and then get to spend quality time as fellow passengers really get to know them and letting them know you and how their expertise might be of great benefit to you and your future. Not only that, but our conference is headlined by Jack Wheeler, who the Washington Post refers to as the real-life Indiana Jones. Come and get to know Jack and his wife, Rebel, and enjoy some adventure stories on the high seas. Registration fees are $13.99 for a single and only $19.99 per couple. Sign up before May 30th, and you'll receive a $300 discount on your registration fees. Register now by calling 1-914-269-8848 or send an email to rachel@hemisphereslpublishing.com. We hope to see you aboard.
You've got questions about Columbia, and Escape Artist has answers. Is Columbia a good fit for me and my plans? How do I buy a house, find a job, find a doctor, start a business, invest in real estate? What should I know to better appreciate its history, its culture, its opportunities? What is it really like to be an expat in Colombia? You'll find your answers at columbia.escapeartist.com, your complete and trusted guide for living, working, playing, investing, and retiring in Colombia. That's columbia.escapeartist.com.
You're listening to the Overseas Radio Network, the exclusive online radio station for the expatriate community.
And we're back. This is Columbia Calling. I'm Richard McCall, and like every week, we have very special guests here on the show with us. And this time, you know, I've managed to get some Colombians who speak English, and that's it's important. You know, it's important to have this, and it's important because it's a Colombian show to have Colombians on the show, not just expats or people overseas who know about Colombia. So I've got the guys from Five Bogota. Now, Five Bogota, let me give you a little bit of a background. It's a new, young, let's say, tourist experience agency, because I'm not even going to say tourist agency. They cater for experiences here in Bogota. Why do I say experiences? Because I was invited by them on one of their experiences, and I have to say, as I work in the tourism industry a lot, and I do a lot of writing and what have you, I was pleasantly surprised that there are, you know, young people out there doing something different, because everything that's on offer in Bogota seems to be the same thing. So anyway, I'm not going to talk any longer. I'm going to hand it over to Paula Zuluaga and Felipe Rocha, who are the two representatives of Five Bogota, who are here with me today. So welcome on the show.
Hi, welcome.
Hi, welcome.
Now, listen, you guys, there are eight of you in the team. How did it come about that you guys all got together to start Five Bogota?
Well, my sister Diana Zuluaga started working on La Candelaria, which is a neighborhood in Bogota, a really traditional one. And she started to know a lot of different people that, I don't know, made handicrafts or worked at some stores or have their own business. And she started to think about, well, this could be something else. And they also need more money so they can manage to maintain their business. So she started to think about it, and then she talked with some of our friends, because it's nice to say that we are all friends. We've been knowing each other for some years, and we started to think, well, we can make this of this something different. And well, we started with experiences. We have a designer, and she was working at experiences design. So she said, well, maybe we can use this concept and make it something real. And well, that was the idea. And from there, we just, I don't know, keep doing it.
Yeah, well, the kind of the whole concept of the idea of Five Bogota was to bring a new look of tourism into the city. You know, it was to vinculate the people who work and to have their own business, their own local stores, and kind of, you know, mix them with the tourists, but not in a formal way, but more of an experience that are based on the five senses, because that's where the name comes from. Five Bogota is about experience the city through the five senses. So we have in taste, in, you know, in, so it's food and in catering, and that's what the whole taste is about. And then we have the other four. So we design every experience to, you know, to fill
one of the senses.
One of the senses. Now, and Felipe, you are a cinema graduate from Buenos Aires, so you have plenty of experience in working in sort of like, because my experience when I went down to the Siete de Agosto, which is a barrio which no one goes to, in truth, I do know it because I know that the Universidad Rosario is down there, one part of it anyway, but no one goes down there. But it's like working on a film set. It's what you have to work within the parameters of each, you know, store or setting, and so this must appeal to you as a cinematographer.
Yes, it appeals a lot, because one of the things that we as a group saw was that a lot of the places that the agencies show of Bogota are the same. So you go to Monserrate, or you go to Andres Carmen Res, or you go to Chia, and it's the same thing, and it's the same setting all over again. And there are many places in Bogota, very local neighborhoods, local people, that are very appealing, very beautiful, with very beautiful architecture, and that they're not in the agency or guidebooks, because they're really not, you know, in the mainstream tourism places. So what we wanted it is to really to bring those places into the light of tourism.
Or
so, as you said, Siete de Agosto is a place where, you know, as a person from Bogota, you know that you go there to buy, you know, car parts, and there's a big market, and, you know, but that's how you know it. And we found out that there was people who had a very beautiful experience over there, in La Pola Cartonera, which is the first editorial that uses carton as their material to make books. But they do it in a very artistic way, where they exchange fruit for their material, and they make the books.
No, I mean, that was a fantastic experience. I mean, I got down there early in the morning, and then we were given like the cardboard to paint, and it was recycled cardboard, and so we painted the covers to our books, and that was really cool. I mean, that was something that was incredibly different, and I could really see the appeal of that, because it's a different barrio, and like you say, if you hear about Siete de Agosto, the 7th of August, Barrio, you know that you're going to buy windscreen wipers or or a fire extinguisher for your car or something like that. It's nothing else. And, you know, to go and spend some time there and then go into the market. And it feels really traditional, the market down there, you know, really belonging to the people. You don't see any other tourists like you might in other markets. And so you took me down there with the TV crew from Caracol Television. So that was very exciting because I got to be the foreigner on TV, which is pretty ordinary for me. But but anyway, and then you had this sort of it was like a training. You know, and one thing that maybe from England or from the United States, where a lot of my listeners are from now, is you don't know how to negotiate. And so you guys sort of taught, you gave a class in negotiating. Can you tell us a little bit about that?
Well, the thing is, when we, I mean, one of the things that we have as a culture always is not to pay for
I'm very aware of this.
Yeah. So foreigners always, I mean, somebody tells you $2 is $2, that's it.
Yeah.
You pay for it. Here in Colombia it's a little different because you negotiate with the person. Not in every place, but there's some places where you negotiate certain stuff. So yeah, we taught you a set of words where you for instance the ñapa, which is where you ask for a little more than you were paying to.
Mm-hmm.
And people, you know, sometimes they give you a little more or sometimes they don't, but you have to, like, negotiate. And regateo, which is the most popular, is if somebody asks you 5,000 pesos, you ask them, no, it's 4,000 pesos, I want to pay less. And you kind of negotiate. So it's kind of a binding contract between the person because they charge you a little more because they know that you are going to ask for a little discount.
Mm-hmm.
And then we also taught you about the concept of vaca, which is when a group of people, you know, gather money to buy a certain kind of...
So we sort of collected all of the change that was left over, and then we bought, like, salpicón together. That was it, which is like a kind of fruit salad type thing.
It's juicy, a fruit, juicy salad. Yeah.
Now, but, you know, it was all great, and I enjoyed this massively, but I went into the regateo with one lady, and then I walked out with a huge bag of the fruit?
Anon.
He's like, there's only so many of those I can eat. That's too, it's too tropical. It looks like a snake egg. You know, so I had this big bag of anon, you know, so but only because I was excited about the anon, not because I wanted to eat it. It just looks so. But it's really interesting to take people down and give them a different experience, and that's what it is, and that's what Five Bogota is doing. Bogota is a challenging city.
Yeah.
I mean, you guys are confronting the challenges by trying to create something new and something touristic.
Yeah, I think it's challenging in many ways. First, trust around town is hard. So first we have to make contact with the people who is going to give or to have the experience,
mm-hmm.
and to convince them that it's a good choice.
Yeah.
And also because usually they are not in the touristic business. This is just their work or mm-hmm. hobby or whatever. So that's the first part, and also to guarantee that they are going to give you the right experience or they want the things that they are saying,
mm-hmm.
and also to find different things to do with that are not in the touristic business already, and then like find the tourists that want to do it because usually people come to Bogota for business or so they have the idea of. Like, I don't know, Paris or
transit, or, because a lot of people go to Cartagena, Santa Marta, to coast.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm.
So to make Bogota billing for real touristic experience, it's been a hard thing to do.
And also, I mean, Bogota has changed a lot in the past 10, 15 years. I mean, it's becoming a big city, and a lot of people are coming here to work, to study, and I think that it's a challenge, but it's also an opportunity
mm-hmm.
for us to be able, because this circuit of new experiences and tourism doesn't exist, so it's a big opportunity for us to be able to show different places that are not regularly shown on tourism circuit.
To expand the offering here in Bogota, here in Colombia. I think it's fascinating. I'm talking to Felipe Rocha and Paula Zuluaga of Five Bogota. We're going to take a short break and come right back and keep talking about this because we're reaching some very interesting points here. I'm Richard McCall. This is Columbia Calling. Don't go away.
Pack your bags and explore the world with us. You're listening to the Overseas Radio Network.
Tired of paying for traditional advertising? Sick of pouring money into SEO and questionable marketing firms? Looking to reach a new audience? We know you want to grow your business and directly engage your customers and clientele. Podcasting is the way to go, and Podfly has your solution. Whether you're a blogger, writer, business owner, entrepreneur, or service provider, Podfly makes it easy for anyone to have a professionally produced and distributed podcast. No radio experience or technical ability? No problem. In three easy steps, you'll be on your way to having a professional-sounding podcast and an exciting new platform to promote your business. Podfly's top-class support team guides you through the process to make podcasting easy, fun, and most important, have you sound your best. Get started today at podfly.net and let's get your message truly heard. Podfly.net, passion for great-sounding podcasts.
Are you looking to invest, live, or retire overseas? Before you pack your bags, you need to log on to NagelLaw.com. It's the only stop you need to make for global business, asset protection, estate planning, overseas residency, and citizenship needs. Our experts have experience working in 41 countries around the world. Starting a business abroad can be overwhelming without expert help. We assist clients with foreign trust, foundations, corporations, LLCs, IBCs, and property acquisition. Need help with IRA assets abroad, capital formation, foreign securities issues, banking, brokerage, or finance needs? NagelLaw.com. We ensure compliance with U.S. tax and regulatory laws. We engineer global structures to help our clients achieve their personal business objectives. Get started today. To find out about our introductory personal asset protection plan, visit us online, NagelLaw.com. We represent capital overseas.
Okay, you're not stupid. You see the handwriting on the wall. You are thinking about joining the millions of Americans who have already left the country. But where do you go? You don't want to make the mistake of jumping from the frying pan into the fire. You need accurate info to make one of the most important decisions of your life. You need EscapeTheUSAnow.com. You don't want to have regrets because your expat country collapsed due to crime, conflict, disease, famine, natural disaster, scarcity, war, or a government gone bad. Only at EscapeTheUSAnow.com will you discover the handful of countries that offer true freedoms and unbelievable opportunities that most people could only dream of. EscapeTheUSAnow.com is the information you cannot afford not to have. Information that took over 30 years to research, costing hundreds of thousands of dollars, with more than a quarter of a million miles traveled. For less than $2.50 per month, you can have what may be the most life-saving information you have ever obtained. EscapeTheUSAnow.com, so you don't jump from the frying pan into the fire.
You're tuned in to OverseasRadio.com, the station to help you reach your dream destination.
And we're back. I'm Richard McCall. This is Columbia Calling. We're talking to Paula Zuluaga and Felipe Rocha, who are the two delegates sent over here from the eight-person Five Bogota company, the Five Bogota Experience, which is a new and exciting, let's say, tourism agency offering something different here in Bogota. And we ended off the last section talking about sort of the challenges of Bogota. Now, I came for the first time in 1998. It was a long time ago. You know, I feel old now. Look, you are young and fresh-faced, the both of you. And that's what actually defines Five Bogota. You know, the team is young. You can see there's a dynamism there. There is an interest. But I came in 98, then I came in 2001, and then I came again. And then I moved here finally in 2007. But each time I came, even in 2007, when you saw a gringo on the street, you'd stop to say hello. Because it was still a novelty. Now,
we're everywhere.
I mean, in this area where we're now in Chapinero, you can't, the expression in English, you can't swing a cat without hitting one. Okay. And it's true, but it's not like Ecuador, and it's not like Peru, where the expatriate communities are huge. But tourism is growing. You know, I think, 10 years ago, it wasn't even 500,000 people that would come to Colombia in a year, foreign people, let's say, like overseas travelers. Now things are growing, and the figures are coming out and they're saying it's going to be near to 4 million. I'm not so sure because I think a lot of those people are Venezuelans crossing the border, but that's another story. What type of clientele are you looking for in Five Bogota? Who are the type of people that you know, who are your clientele? Who can you, at the moment, before you answer that, in the months, in the time that you've been open, from where are the most of your customers? Where have they come from?
Well, actually, the first thing we did when we thought about Five Bogota was some research about tourism. And, it was growing, and we said, well, there is an opportunity there. And we started to think, which people will like to do it? Mm-hmm. So we thought about young people that like adventure, because it's not that they are going to leave something like stream, but they have to search online, mm-hmm. not a traditional agency, because we are a marketplace, so they have to send to look for us. They needed to be people who like to go to South America,
of course,
and didn't see in Colombia like a risk or a big risk. And so we started there, and then we found that European people were the most appealing for us because of the tourism that usually they do. So I think that's our main public, like international market, public.
Yeah. Yeah, why do you think that Europeans are the main market? Why do you think?
I don't know if what I'm saying is correct, but I think Europeans have a tendency to wanting to learn a lot of things, maybe, because part of our experience is most agencies and most programs for tourism, what they do is to show you something, and that's where the experience ends. Mm-hmm. What we are offering is something that you are able to learn something new. I mean, when you go to a tasting of coffee, or where you go, you know, outside the city to get to know how bees are, you know, make the honey, which are some of our experiences, you don't just see how people do it. You get involved in the experience, and you actually do it with them. So you don't just walk away with living the experience, but with a teaching, you learn something mm-hmm. from that experience.
Even something like material.
Something tangible, like
a book or something that you made.
That you made with the guidance of this person from the community that helps you. And you walk away with that, not just, you know, the experience and the learning, but you also walk away with something that you can take home.
I like this. It's interactive.
It's interactive.
And social. Yeah. So you're not just going to a viewpoint and looking at the city from up above. You're interacting with the community.
And learning what the community does, because all the experiences are from the community. Mm-hmm. The things that we do here as are part of our culture.
Mm-hmm.
So you learn from our culture, from people who are part of
it. I think that one of the richest things is that there are as many Bogotas as people, you know, and many versions. And actually, by doing this, we've been finding a lot of different things that we didn't know about it,
mm-hmm.
and that were, well, this is rich, this is new, and usually people, it's just really, really nice. Really, they want to help you. They want not only to help you, but to show you how they live. So it's a completely different concept of the traditional way of tourism.
I think that's very fascinating. And we were talking about the challenges. You know, Colombia has changed. How would you say, you know, if you were to try and start your company, Five Bogota, 10 years ago, what would you be saying to people?
Well, I think it's complicated because, I mean, Colombia, you know, we live in conflict daily. But I think what the concept of our country that I have abroad is very different from what we live in here, mm-hmm. I think. But I think that one of the things that has helped us a lot is that a lot of people have come and went and kind of told people that we're not in constant war and constant conflict in Bogota, because a lot of my friends, I mean, I lived in Buenos Aires for a couple of years, and a lot of my friends thought that Colombia, you couldn't walk in Bogota, you couldn't go to the store, you couldn't do.
There were bombs everywhere.
And so that's one of the things. I mean, Bogota has never been like that,
mm-hmm.
for starters. But I think that during the past 10 years, there's a lot of more security, and there's a lot of more interest, not only from foreign, you know, people in making companies and enterprises here, but from ourselves to really invest in our country and in our city, especially for us. We want to invest in our country. We believe that there is a lot of things that are not being done here that could be done, and that's kind of our goal, to really just bring back, you know, show our city how it is and, you know, show the world how it is.
And I think we have a potential as Colombians as well, that we are really welcoming. We like to have people as guests. We like to show them things, normal people like to show things to show you how you live. So actually, that's a potential, because in many other countries, people don't even talk to you, and even though the conflict is growing every time and everywhere in different ways, people like to talk to you, like to really know you. Mm-hmm. So I think we are rich people in that way, and we are also happy.
Yeah, very healthy.
We have a lot of parties. So yeah, we have like a big potential.
And we have a lot of new things, you know, very unique things from our country and our city that are not, you couldn't find anywhere else in the world. So there are a lot of things that we knew as Bogotans, you know, what they were, and as Colombians we knew what they were, but nobody else did, and we thought that there was a potential there to show them.
Well, Felipe, you've given me the opportunity to ask you what the unique things that Bogota can show the world. What is it that I have to ask you, because you said it?
Yeah, well, I mean, there's a lot of. I mean, for instance, the architecture of the city is very beautiful.
Mm-hmm.
I mean, I have had a lot of friends here who have come, and they said that there is a lot of beautiful things architecturally.
Mm-hmm.
The food, for instance, there's a lot of food we don't eat, like hot cocoa with cheese in it, that there's something that a lot of people doesn't like. But
it's an acquired taste.
It's an acquired taste, but it's we liked it a lot.
Yeah.
The traditional ajiaco, the soup, you know, there's a lot of things like that. And downtown Bogota has a lot of historic sense, looks a very colonial. And I think not only that, but we have an offer of, you know, as I said, I live in Buenos Aires, and it's very difficult to exercise in Buenos Aires, for instance. In Bogota, it's very easy to exercise. You know, we have ciclovía every weekend, and we have a big park, you know, Simón Bolívar, where you can exercise any day of the week. And, you know, we have a cultural offer. You know, we have a lot of movie cycles, and we have the theater festival every year.
And actually, we have an experience that is showing a new perspective, which is the graffiti experience.
Okay, tell me
about
it.
Which is really popular right now. Well, there are a lot of graffiti artists that are painting all around the city.
Mm-hmm.
And this mayor likes that. Mm-hmm. So the city allows them to do it. So you can find really nice urban art.
Mm-hmm.
And we have an experience that it's you ride a bike, and a graffiti artist show you the graffitis, which is different. You know, he shows you the graffitis with his view as an artist. So right now, actually, Bogota has graffitis everywhere, and really rich ones. So it's really nice.
There's a lot of social commentary in the graffiti too. No,
and
the artist, the urban artist that you get who takes you around, is he involved in all of this? He talks about the background to the artwork.
Yeah, but you know, because as you said, the graffiti is a very social, powerful, you know, tool that they use to say a lot of things. And yeah, they involve you into the story of the graffiti, and they show you a different perspective from the artist.
And they are traditional graffiti artists, so they know all the group of graffiti artists and the background.
And they show you techniques also.
Cool.
To make graffitis, you know.
Do you get to participate?
Yeah.
But in their house.
In their house. Okay.
In their house.
Okay.
Maybe at some wall that they already have chosen, if you have the opportunity, or you can customize an object by the technique. So, by using the technique.
The house where they work is full with the graffitis.
Cool.
So when you go, you also have the opportunity to make graffitis in the wall, and you learn a bunch.
Cool. I mean, it's very fashionable at the moment. It's very, it's very much in the news, and it's a very, well, with the Banksy and all of that. And I've interviewed on this show DJ Lou and Crisp. who came in and talked about the politics of their graffiti. So very exciting. We're going to take another short break. I'm talking to Paula Zuluaga, Felipe Rocha of Five Bogota. This is Colombia Calling. I'm Richard McCall. Don't go away.
Your expatriation destination. This is OverseasRadio.com.
Worried about rising taxes, costly insurance, out-of-control healthcare, economic decline, staggering debt, mortgages, and retirement? It doesn't have to be this way. Escape to Ecuador, one of the most beautiful countries on the planet, and at EcuadorAtYourService.com, be your guide. Ecuador has been named the number one retirement destination in the world 3 times in a row. So if you're searching for beaches, jungles, farmland, cities, affordable healthcare, and a richer lifestyle at half the cost, contact EcuadorAtYourService.com.
Sit back and relax. You are tuned into the Overseas Radio Network.
And we're back. I'm Richard McCall. This is Colombia Calling, and we're here with Five Bogota. Now, look them up. That's fivebogota.com. That's their website. They're on Facebook as Five Bogota, and also Twitter, Five Bogota. And I'm sure you can find them on Instagram, too. I mean, these are young guys. They're all plugged into everything about the social media world out there. And so, but we've been talking about the experiences that they're offering here in Bogota, and it's very exciting to see young people getting involved and actually sort of, let's say, revolutionizing the tourism, what is on offer for tourists. I wanted to ask you, because we've talked about Europeans coming, and Europeans generally are, let's say, amongst the first to come in and explore a place. And then when it gets a bit more, when it's perceived to be more, you know, mainstream than maybe people from North America and whatever, you know, there are reasons for this. Obviously, it's Colombia. We don't want to talk about that. We want to talk about the good stuff. But have you taken Colombians out on your experiences?
Sure, yeah. Well, first we started with bloggers.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, because we thought, well, this people is the one who's talking about tourists. And they were really impressed by the whole experiences. Mm-hmm. We made an event. They were like 5 experiences going on. So, for example, coffee taste,
mm-hmm.
With different ways of preparing coffee. And it was quite different because the same coffee tastes completely different depending mm-hmm. on the way you do it, when you make it. You have like the experience that you flipped mm-hmm. with Amapola Cartonera. We also made some yoga.
Mm-hmm.
With traditional music, like percussion,
yeah.
Percussion, and yeah, so different things going on, and at the end they were all like really impressed about how different can be Bogota through some other lens,
mm-hmm.
and actually we've been talking with some business people, so mm-hmm. they can leave the city through a different way, like small experiences maybe. Smaller than the traditional ones, but actually it's really nice because everyone that lived the experience says like, well, I haven't done this before.
Mm-hmm.
and I didn't know Bogota was this. Mm-hmm. So it was more like, well, you live in Bogota, you think you know it, but you don't.
Yeah, I think our goal is to make the tourists to know the city as a local, and the local to know the city as a tourist.
Very good.
You know, because when you're in Bogota, you work, and then you go to family and everything, but you really don't treat your city as a tourist. And I think as for our group of here in Bogota, we really would like that.
And actually our friends were like, well, most of my weekends I'm bored because everything is the same. I have to do the same stuff, the same. And this is a new thing. It's like, wow, I didn't know that existed. I can do it.
Anyway, it's really good. I think there's a real market. I can see a market. I don't know if it happens here in Colombia, but a lot of my friends who worked in big, like, international firms in England or in New York or wherever had to do, like, corporate day trips and bonding.
Yes.
I don't know if they do that here in Colombia, but I could definitely see, you know, you could go up here to the 72 and you know, knock on Liberty Insurance's door and say, listen, what about some corporate things that we take you out to do something different in Bogota? I think it would, yes. There's a big market for that.
Mostly of our corporate clients that we've had, mostly they go for the taste experience because they have to have a lot of dinners and mm-hmm. have a lot of events and stuff. So we actually have a person from the Pacific cooking for a large group of people
cool.
from the same company. And but the thing is, they don't just cook the food and they serve it, but they cook with him.
Mm-hmm.
So there was a group of people from about 20, 25 people from the same company, and they went and they hear the stories from this guy from the Pacific, and they and he taught them how to make the food.
Mm-hmm.
And then he serves them and he brings all of the ingredients and everything, and then you just walk away, you know,
with a grand, wonderful meal.
Wonderful meal.
And then you know, how to make Pacific food from the Pacific.
And I think it's also, that helps in a Colombian rediscovering his identity, because, you know, you couldn't be more different in Bogota to the Chocó. I mean, you know, the Pacific, one of the Pacific departments. It couldn't be more different. The realities of life between there. And so where do you do the Pacific cooking? Do you do it in the in that area or the Embajada del Pacifico? Or?
No, he goes.
Okay.
Wherever you are,
ah, okay.
He takes
care of it. Yeah, you can plan it for your family.
Okay, so can we, I could have
like
him in my kitchen.
Yeah, that's the idea. And well, I think that's something nice as well. We are not only changing tourist view about Bogota, but also Bogota, local people about Bogota.
Mm-hmm.
You know, because as I said before, trusting it's really hard. You used to think sometimes you just don't see other people as someone from Bogota. So having the experience of talking to someone that lives, I don't know, far away from your city, lives a completely different thing. And usually, for example, he tells you about the whales, or about his house near the sea, and, well, many, many different things. So at the end, probably you will feel different about Colombia.
Yeah, I think so too. So tell us more about the experience. You've got the five senses. We've touched on taste.
Yes.
Tell me about some others.
Well, we have, for instance, we'll talk about the graffiti, which is sight.
Okay.
And then we have... the yoga, the drum yoga, which is a meditation yoga with drums and with percussion and everything. But then we have, I think, smell. We have the coffee tasting. We have the garden. We have a garden.
Mm-hmm.
It's called the Ana Garden, where you go and you see how they have all the herbs and they have all of the spices and they have a lot of things. And then you just don't see how they grow and what are the composition, but you also make something with them. You make teas and you make spices that you can take home.
Mm-hmm.
There is a customized shoes, traditional Colombian shoes, where alpargatas.
Alpargatas. Just tell us about alpargatas. Explain them to the listeners out there.
Well, these are traditional shoes that usual peasants use for their daily life. And actually, this came from an indigenous community that it's located in Chía, which is just next to Bogota, almost Bogota. So they made them with their hands, like a handicraft. And then you go with a designer, and the designer helps you to customize your alpargatas with some really nice things. So
are they made out of leather, or are they made out of what material?
They make out of what's the name?
Like cotton.
Yeah.
Sometimes
there's it's a fabric combined with a thing.
With like a, it's all natural.
It's all natural.
So it'd be like almost like a wheat or something in there.
Sometimes
or?
It's made of fika.
Fika, yeah, it was a kind. I don't know how to translate that fika, but yes,
it's like a fiber.
Yeah,
a fiber of a plant.
Yeah.
And sometimes they, for example, in the north,
the sole,
it's made of pneumatic.
Of tires,
sometimes like old tires. So that's usually arhuaco people, arhuacos from the Sierra Nevada. Use it as the soil, and but it actually changes a lot between the country. It depends, but it's traditional. It's usually made with natural fabrics or a mix of them.
And you design them with an artist. With the artist, you design, you paint it or you customize it, and you see how it's made, and you customize it, and you take your shoes.
So you're offering things outside of Bogota as well.
Yep.
Yes.
So close to Bogota, because at the moment you are five Bogota. But so where else around Bogota do you go?
Well, we go to
La Calera.
La Calera.
Which is up in the mountain.
Up in the mountain.
Yeah.
Bogotá, really La Chía, Sopó.
What do you do in Sopó?
Well, we have the herbs, the gardens
okay.
over there in Sopó.
Well, we have, I there are many towns, I don't remember even the names, because actually there are not a touristic circuit.
Yeah.
So, for example, we have a farm close to Choachí,
uh-huh.
and so, like,
which is crossing
south,
the mountain.
Yeah.
Southern,
and they, you can prepare your breakfast there. You can, I don't know. Go and,
I mean,
and have
you,
like the experience
you
as
stay
a
for
person.
A week, I mean, you stay for a weekend, and
okay.
then, but you have the experience of living in the farm for the weekend.
Yeah.
So you wake up and then you go get the milk and you and they help you make the breakfast and then they show you they go for walks and they show you a lake and they show you a lot of places.
Yeah.
Where you can
sounds like
it.
A perfect escape from Bogotá.
It's
know, to reconnect with the countryside.
Yeah,
and it's just 1 hour and a half
yeah.
from the city.
And
so
it's better climate in Choachí.
Yeah.
in Bogotá, I know that very well. Well, that's really exciting. So, what is the future for Five Bogotá? Where do you go from here?
Well, we hope we can expand to have more experiences
mm-hmm.
at Bogotá and near. We would like also to be Five Cali, Five
Medellín,
Five everywhere. Because actually it's a really nice opportunity
mm-hmm.
for people everywhere
mm-hmm.
to leave the city and their life, their tourism experience,
mm-hmm.
touristic experience through another way. So we would like to think about that, to have partners in different cities
mm-hmm.
and to do it that way.
Because we found a lot of experiences.
Mm-hmm.
I mean, when we started Five Bogotá, a lot of experiences have come up. But also a lot of people interested in other cities.
Mm-hmm.
You know, Five Medellín, Cartagena, a lot of places where they're like, oh, but don't you do it here in our city? So, I mean, our goal is, you know, this year maybe expand within the country. Of course, we would like internationally to make, you know, this a trend.
We think it's a concept that can be everywhere.
Five San Francisco.
Five San Francisco.
Yeah,
everywhere.
Why not? I mean, it's just about how to connect tourism with normal people,
with locals.
So
yes.
we think that can be done everywhere, and actually it has a potential in a lot of different places.
Of course
places.
It does. I see potential in Barranquilla.
Yes.
Five Barranquilla I could see really, really, really working, because it's a city which is trying to grab tourism, you know, trying to steal a couple of tourists, maybe from Cartagena, maybe from
yes.
Santa Marta, and they have the cultural impetus there. They have the culinary background, and they have the international heritage. I can see Barranquilla. So I wish you all the best with this. It's very exciting. And I'm very, very happy to have had you on the show. A little thank you for showing me about Bogotá 8 years into my stay. and it's been a real pleasure. So listen, if you're out there listening and you're interested in Five Bogotá and, you know, seeing something different in Bogotá, look up the website to get in touch with them. They can be found at www.5bogota.com. That's five, the number, 5bogota.com. You can find them on Twitter at 5bogota and on Facebook, 5bogota. It's very easy. So anyway, I thank you very much, Felipe. Thank you very much, Paola. I hope we can drive you a few customers and continue the success of 5bogota. I've been Richard McCall. This is Columbia Calling. I hope you've enjoyed the show. And we'll be back next week with another show.
Live call-in shows and hosts from your favorite countries. This is the Overseas Radio Network.